All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have been redeemed, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the Alpha and to the Omega. Lord, I bless and praise your most holy name. I magnify your name today, Lord, because, Lord, you are great and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your compassion. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord God, for the gifts of healing being manifest. I thank you, Lord God, for driving out the spirit of infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for driving out cancer, liver cancer, in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for gallstones being destroyed in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for hypertension, high blood pressure, diabetes, type 1, type 2 being healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing power and your healing grace. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you would send forth your warring angel to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region, and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Rain down your presence and your power in the lives of your people, Lord. Lord, send forth a refreshing, Lord God. Refresh, refresh, refresh those that are tired and ready to give up. Lord, send a word of comfort. Send a word of knowledge. Send a word of wisdom in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for doing it. Lord God, those that need a promotion on their jobs, Lord, grant them with the promotion. Those that need housing, Lord, bless them with their homes, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you for peace. I thank you for peace. In the name of Yeshua. Lord, let your glory be revealed, Lord. Your glory be revealed in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for complete and total healing in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. In the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again. As always, I am truly blessed. I am truly grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be on the air with you, sharing the Word of God. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, get on your knees, pray, and seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Yeah, saints, yeah. The return of the Lord is imminent. Perilous times are here. We're seeing Bible prophecy fulfill itself on a large scale. And we should be in a place of expecting for God to show up in a great and mighty way. You know, saints, I don't know about you, but I am deeply troubled by all of the things that are taking place and seeing all of the lawlessness, the rebellion, the wickedness, and the things that are taking place in our society today. And we as the people in the body of Christ, we got to pray. We got to pray as we've never prayed before. And we got to press in and seek the face of God and allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to us. Because there's much work to be done in the name of Yeshua. And then we was in this series called Choose Whom You Will Serve. this has been a series, saints, you know, and realizing that we've dealt with idol worship and recognizing to the fact now we're getting to the place to work what God requires of His people to get into a place that we're yielded, we're surrendered.
our heart and our mind is focused on pursuing God and saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? God, how do I do it? You know, God dropped something in my spirit. You know, we always say, God, where is the money? Where is this and where is that? And we've been asking the wrong question. We need to ask God, how can I flow in that anointing? How can I accomplish this or accomplish that? And then trust that the Spirit of the living God will lead us and guide us and give us wisdom how to do what we need to do. You know, we're told to serve the Lord because we love Him. And we have a desire to please Him, saints. Whenever you try to walk with God and serve God, in your carnal understanding, your carnal mind, it turns into legalism. And it's bondage, you know, to where we can actually be oppressed in our walk to pursue God. But when you get into a place to where you're yielded and surrendered and you allow God to be God, you can have a fruitful relationship with the Lord God Almighty. You heard me say this over and over again, that it's about having a relationship with Father God. And when you look and you study in the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John reveals the Father heart of God. And when you truly understand and can embrace the Father heart of God, then your relationship will change. And when you can begin to have an appreciation of what Jesus did, Yeshua did for us on the cross at Calvary, because when He came and died for us, saints, first it was for the remissions of our sins, but it was also to restore the fellowship between God and man, because when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, there was a breach and that was lost. But God is calling His sons and daughters to come back and to come and enter into a relationship with Him so that you can walk in fullness and enjoy all that God has for you. Go with me to John chapter 14. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, this is where Jesus made a promise to return. And in verse number 1, He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. And Thomas saith unto Him, Lord, we know not whither Thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." And understanding that it's all about being in a relationship with Father God. "If you had known Me, you should have known My Father also, and from henceforth you know Him and have seen Him." But Jesus was saying basically, look, everything that you see Me do, everything that I do, everything that I speak and say is a representation of God the Father. And they still did not understand and grasp the truth that Father God was trying to reveal Himself to them. And they couldn't, because they were always carnal. And Philip said unto Him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be cool. We'll be cool. Show us the Father. And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known Me, Philip? He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me? And the words that I speak to you, I speak not of Myself, but Father that dwelleth in Me, He doeth the works. Believe Me that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me, or else believe Me for the very works. Say, I am here representing and showing you who the Father heart of God is. Just look at Me. Everything that you see Me do, all of My compassion, all of the miracles, all of the signs and wonders is a representation of the Father heart of God. You see, God came to bless. He came to heal. He came to deliver us and to set us free from every spirit of oppression, every yoke of bondage. And as Jesus was walking the earth, God manifested in the flesh. It was to demonstrate the love and the heart of Father God for his people. And then Jesus said in verse number 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." Now Jesus was basically telling him and saying, look, wait a minute. What you see me doing, you're going to be able to do more than that. And that's part of the struggle looking at the end time church here and the body of Christ, is that we are not experiencing and seeing the miracles and the signs and wonders and seeing the power of God displayed, because we have grieved the Holy Spirit of God and we've not allowed the Holy Spirit of God to run our churches, our ministries. I'll say it again. We have grieved the Spirit of God and we've not allowed him to have his way in liberty. When you read and study in the book of Acts, saints, they call it the Acts of the Apostles. I call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the Apostles, or through the Apostles. The church, the body of believers, is to be run and yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, so that the Holy Spirit of God can lead us and guide us and let us walk in power and authority. See, the church was birthed in power. We're not talking about the buildings. It was birth and power. The individuals that were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost were endued with power from on high to do great and mighty things. And when you study in the book of Acts, you can take up and you can see they were doing the works of Yeshua. They were performing the miracles. They were casting out devils, laying hands on the sick. They were speaking the word of deliverance, the word of healing. They were doing greater works. Now here we are in 2023, and we can't even raise the net. They were raising the dead. Oh God. The body of Christ, we've gotten so far off the mark. And Satan is a master deceiver, master of diversion, that he has caused our focus to be on ourselves instead of on loving God. Because I believe when you fall in love with God and you have a desire to serve him, to seek him, to worship him, then you will begin to walk in the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit of God. God will then begin to use you in ways that you could never imagine. Yes, we all have an assignment in life, but wherever God has placed you, he wants to use you. You see, your season is not over. You can still rise up and be used by God in a great and mighty way. You feel me? Come on, somebody. You see, a lot of times we get so cast down and so frustrated that we lose hope and we forget who our Heavenly Father is. But I'm here to tell you today, he is the Almighty God and he loves you. He loved you enough to send his son to die for you on the cross. He's loved you enough to allow his son to be tortured, brutalized, murdered, so that you can live. And if you're not living and walking in the place that God desires for you, you need to cry out to God and say, Lord, show me the way. Lord, teach me how to do it. Lord, I want to be that vessel that you can use to bring glory and honor in your name. Lord, I want to lead some souls to you, Lord God. I want to see people delivered and set free, God. I want to see the power of God manifested in such a way that there is no denying that Jesus is risen and he is seated at the throne of God. Hallelujah. It says we shall do greater works. You see, the people walking in the body of Christ, miracles should be the norm and not the exception. Healing should be the norm and not the exception. Deliverance should be the norm and not the exception. You know, it's amazing that when you study the ministry of Jesus, Yeshua, he confronted the kingdom of darkness and he began to engage. And when he showed up, the anointing that was on him. Cause the demons to manifest. Cause the demons to cry out, leave us alone. We know who you are. You are the Son of God. You see, the devils have gotten comfortable because there's no anointing. We have hype with no power. And I'm praying that God would raise up people, by people, bodies, believers, that will walk in this authority, that will walk in this power, and that we can see people delivered and set free. So many people, saints, are in bondage and captivity. Some of you listening are in bondage and captivity to certain things. But whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When he died on the cross, when he rose from the dead the third day, death was defeated. The most powerful thing on this planet is death. And Yeshua, Jesus, defeated death. Think about this. The grave could not hold him. He defeated death. He was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit on the third day. So the most powerful thing on this planet, if that can't stop God, what can? Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. When you think about it, everybody fears death. Even believers fear death, but they should have comfort in knowing, that you go to be with the Lord if the Lord desires to take you home. And you don't go anywhere until your assignment is finished. Now, yeah, the enemy might try to come in, and there's a spirit of premature death that the enemy uses to steal lives before their assignment is fulfilled and finished. But we have the authority. And you know, it's amazing. We have the authority to rebuke death because of what Yeshua did for us on the cross at Calvary. And there's many times I've been called to the hospital and I walked into the hospital and they were terminal. They were saying they don't have long to live. You know, they got that extreme diagnosis. This is it. And I walked in there and I say, is your assignment finished? I'll ask them. And if they say no, I said, well, you ain't going nowhere. Not taking, bind, and rebuke death in the name of Yeshua. Yeah. I had this happened this year. My baby sister. Oh, God. I got a phone call. Phone was ringing 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, are you Dermothella Vale? I said, yeah. They said, well, your sister's here in the emergency room. I said, you need to get here fast. She's not going to make it. You need to get all your family members here in the hospital. She's not going to make it. And, man, it hit me for a second, Saints. It hit me. I said, not my baby sister. And I, you know, called and got to the hospital. And immediately I went into prayer in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I began to pray and to rebuke death and bind death. And the believers in our family, we all began to pray and ask God to spare her life and to bring her back. This is a testimony because she coded. She coded twice. And in that, because of our prayers, she came back. God allowed her to come back, and she shared some things with me that she saw. And just realizing that when your assignment is not finished, you ain't going nowhere. But when believers begin to pray, and you can pray somebody back from death, that's power. That's authority. When you can pray with somebody, they say, well, if they're going to be in a vegetative state, and you can pray and God heal them and they are normal just as they've always been. I mean, like nothing never happened. That's the power of God at work. That's what caused people to marvel, to see the power of God. You see, we need the power of God to be released and activated in our lives so we can see changed lives. To where even the atheist, the non-believer, the God haters would say, surely there is a God. Because the God that we serve is all powerful. He's all knowing. And we got to know that we know that we know that we're walking with God. We cannot allow the spirit of fear to oppress us. We cannot allow the spirit of fear to deceive us and to cause us to freeze up to where we're afraid to move forward in the things of God. We need to press our way in into the kingdom of God. And we had to make a declaration and say, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I want everything that you have for me and some. And I'm commanding the devil to restore and to put take back with sevenfold interest everything that he's stolen from me. God, I want what you want for me, and I want it in abundance. I want the enemy to pay restitution for all of the pain and suffering that he's caused me throughout these years. And Lord, I command him to make restitution quickly in the name of Yeshua. Everything that's been stolen, the scripture says, if the thief be found, he has to be restored sevenfold. Well, we know who the thief is. I want my money restored. I want my finances restored. I want my business restored. I want it restored now. In the name of Yeshua, all the money that's been withheld from me, I command it to be released now in the name of Yeshua. My healing, let my healing be released now in the name of Yeshua. The reconciliations of relationships, Lord, if that is your will for me, restore and bring the reconciliation now in the name of Yeshua. If my business was taken from me, Lord, restore my business now in the name of Yeshua. My dreams and my visions that you've given me, Lord, if those have been stolen, I ask that you restore, and I command the enemy to restore them back, and that I can move in those areas and move in those things, and I can bear fruit for your kingdom, Lord God, and bring glory and honor to your name, because, Lord, I am your servant. Lord, I am yielded to you. God, I want to be used by you. But more first and foremost, God, I want more of your presence in my life, in the life of my children. Lord, rain down your power and your presence on me even right now. Lord, I need more of your presence in my life because you shed your blood for me. I have been redeemed by your blood. I've been delivered by the blood of the Lamb. I am free and I am walking in liberty. And now, Lord, I want to walk in abundance if with you. God, I need to know you. I need to know your ways. Teach me and show me. Order my footsteps, God. Open the doors. Tear down the strongholds in the name of Yeshua. Because, God, I want to be used by you. Lord, I want to be so close to you. I want to be like Enoch. Oh, glory to God. Saint, he loved us and he still loves us. He is a merciful God. He is a loving God. And of those of you that don't know him, today is your day of salvation to say, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner, and I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless the ministry, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, your co-workers, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua. Pray for the Lord to send revival to the land and to uproot, tear down, and destroy and scatter the camp of the enemy. Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.